Hello, everybody. I'm speaking to you from an undisclosed location. And this place was built in around 3000 BC, but in three different phases. There was some ditches they built, some mounds they built, and so on. So a lot of it's Neolithic, as in the New Stone Age. Over 82 stones maximum. Some were stolen in the Middle Ages to build up the structures. These stones come from Wales, blue stones, hundreds of miles away. How do they get them here? When they didn't have the wheel, did they transport them by river, but then a few miles by river, rolled on logs, something like that? They're extremely heavy. Some of these enormous stones go over 2 meters below ground to keep them upright, and so on. Yeah. What else should I tell you about it? Yeah, there's no evidence there's any... Sorry?
Are you recording?
Yeah.
I'll leave it to it. I'm just saying I'm going to go back now.
Okay, see you back there. Great. See you later. There's no evidence whatsoever that there's ever any human sacrifice here. That sort of made up later. Or indeed that Druids were here at all. In the 1660s, John Aubrey, an antiquarian, he said that this was a centre of Druidic worship. Again, there's a complete dearth of evidence about that, but the Neo-Druidic movement from the 19th century got going, and they gather here and so on, but that's really just made up. So Neo-Pagans and so on will gather here, particularly on the winter solstice, summer solstice, and anybody can come here, climb all over these stones. Before COVID, up to 30,000 people were here. Sorry, we weren't supposed to touch the stones, but people do. Now, I knew an old man, the late Anthony James, when he was in the 1960s, there was no little rope to tell you not to go there, and then have a picnic on those stones. This was privately owned until 1918. English Heritage and the National Trust jointly own it now. So it seems to have been a burial site, also an observatory. Look, because it's a plain around here, very, very few trees. It's open to an enormous sky. And so if you come here at about 5 a.m., on Midsummer's Day, and the sun will rise here, and you'll have this sort of a view like that, along this line of view. I hope you can hear me, yeah? And indeed, there'll be sunset along this line as well, if you come here Midwinter's Day. So, goodness, and you can see that it is deep England beyond that. Right, so they had, the stones were at an outer position, just inside the mound, and they move them 100 years later further in. That was a third stage to move them further in, and they have sometimes two uprights and then a horizontal one resting on them. How do they get these horizontal ones up there? Different theories, possibly an earthen mound to raise it up and then remove the earthen mound once it's positioned. Did they build some sort of wooden structure? We're not sure. But inside the mound, in the ditch, they found lots of bones there of sheep, of pigs and so on. One pig they were able to prove had come all the way from Aberdeenshire. It's very, very difficult to herd pigs. So they were sacrificed and eaten here. There used to be a gigantic species of cow which went extinct in the 17th century, extinct in Poland. It went extinct here, much bigger, called an aurochs. It was double the size of an ordinary cow these days. They used to hunt them. Apparently they're hyper-aggressive, very difficult to hunt. So goodness. So this this island of Great Britain was inhabited from about 10,000 BC, when it wasn't an island back then because of the Ice Age. Of course, these things, people were able to walk over from Belgium, or what's now the Netherlands, perhaps France as well. Like Ireland, I suppose we were probably connected to Great Britain at that time as well, particularly in the wee north between like Argyll and Antrim. Where it's only, how many is it 15 kilometres across? So you can maybe make out the ditch a bit more clearly there. Birds resting up there. So a lot of this stuff with architecture is educated guesswork. And so there are many burial mounds around here. So this seems to be a sort of a Valley of the Kings. And there's one just over there. You may see the little wooden hut, and beyond that, maybe 200 metres away, a burial mound. And so those have been excavated. And over by the tree line, about 2 miles away, a few more little burial mounds. And those have been excavated, and they found grave goods there. So the original inhabitants didn't leave grave goods, but later, more people coming in from the continent, they did. So buried their chieftains or whoever they were with valuables to use in the afterlife, it would appear. Obviously, there are no written sources back then. Geoffrey of Monmouth writes about this in the mid-12th century AD, that Welsh chronicler, Of course, we're not that far from Wales, although these blue stones, they're not exactly blue, they're bluish grey, came from somewhere, methinks, in North Wales. And their quarries nearby, they were particularly thought these ones were worth it. Why on earth would they do that? What's their actuation? It's possible they thought that they had healing qualities, or trepanning, is that what they call it? When someone had some pain in the skull, when they drill a hole in the skull to relieve the pressure, would it heal itself? Were these meant to heal you? Again, that's one hypothesis. So here we are. There's meant to be, you see, there's a fairly busy road over there. There's only one lane in either direction, and they were supposed to expand this. But the new Labour government said that it's unaffordable, so it shan't be expanded. But you see, we're the first people in, and look how many more people are here already. But then it is quite good weather, an August Sunday. What else? Yeah, so that's it. You can see the outer ditch quite clearly, where lots of animal bones were found. You know, porcine, bovine bones and such like. So they have big feasts here, that's what people are thinking. Some of the bones that were there were of animals that died 500 years before this was built, which makes people think, well, these heirlooms that were passed down for many, many generations. Remember how short lifespan would have been back then, and put there deliberately. So you see how enormous some of these vertical stones are, how incredibly heavy that they must be. So, and some of them have subsequently fallen down. Now, there's one of them in the 60s which was raised up again, and it's got some concrete holding it in place. Goodness, what else about that? So yeah, New Age travellers will come here, druids in their long white robes with their long white beards. I don't think any of them believed in that druidic religion. Of course, we know very little about the druidic religion because they had no form of writing. They learned things by rote. Things were passed down orally. The little that's known about it is from Roman sources, such as Julius Caesar. So it might be very biased to depict them as wicked and saying that they practiced human sacrifice, they cut mistletoe, they believed hairs were sacred, not follicles, the rodents' hairs, and that whereas Anglesey was the holy of holies for them, and so forth. Particularly the Druids seem to lead the resistance to Roman rule. That's possibly why they said they were so evil. And then you can see some of the tallest ones over here. So each of these ones has been studied in great detail. So that is Stonehenge. So a mystery to people for a very long time. I mean, obviously, we've only got educated guesswork even now, so archaeologists are always scratching their heads over it. You have to exit through the gift shop these days. So what else should I say? We're not too far from Salisbury Plain. And when this was built, this island was overwhelmingly forested. It was one of the few plain areas good for grazing. The forest is good in some ways, bad in others. There are more predators lurking there. Remember, there were wolves and bears in this country into the Middle Ages. So but you couldn't see them coming if you were deep in the forest, or other hostile tribes and so on. So yeah, that's why there are lots of burial mounds around here. So leaders seem to think it was important to be buried near here. Was this going to help them be transported to the afterlife? So really Bronze Age burial mounds, or the round barrows, they're sometimes called. But the barrows came a bit later, between 2300 BC and 1600 BC. And there was cremation burial, which happened there as well. It was a big upturned pottery urn where that took place. So the barrows weren't excavated till the 19th century, usually, often known as Wessex burials. You'll find a big one in Slough, Salt Hill. There's Normanton Down, which is a series of them over there. Down being like an old Celtic word for hill, as in dun. You get in Irish a lot, D-U-N, or the South Downs. Probably if I zoomed in, you'd have a better idea of it. Right, anyway, so that's enough from Stonehenge. Thank you so much for watching my video. Goodbye.